Now read the instructions and the exercises for task two. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task.
Welcome, dear listeners, to another episode of our program, Busy Teenage Life. Nowadays, many young people are very busy. We were wondering how young people manage their private and their school lives. Are there any tips and tricks to make everyday life easier? Let's see what Megan has to tell us. Hello, Megan. Welcome to the show.
Hello, John. Thanks so much for having me.
So, Megan, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm 18 years old, and I'm currently attending high school, my senior year. I don't have a lot of money, and that's why I work part-time.
That sounds like quite a lot. Do you have any free time for other activities?
Unfortunately not, but I do love to go shopping. I've now found a solution to this problem.
Wow. Tell us more about it.
I recently found a website that offers styling services. I can upload pictures of myself in an everyday situation. Then I explain which colors and styles I absolutely do not like. Then a personal shopper will find several outfits and send pictures to me via email.
That sounds like quite the way to save a lot of time. So after you've uploaded this and gotten back the list, what happens next?
Well, then I can pick at most 5 pieces that I like, and the personal shopper sends me a package with those items. My shopping is done.
And do you have to keep all of those items that you order? And what happens if you aren't satisfied?
Well, if I don't like any of the items, I have to pay 10 euros. If it's the wrong size, I can also return the package and ask for a different size.
Wow. That sounds like shopping and styling advice for busy people. Tell me, what do you like about it?
Well, I don't have to spend a lot of time or money. I just need to spend some time online. I also like getting surprised.
And are there any possible disadvantages that you've noticed?
Well, there is kind of too much CO2 consumption, and the shopping organization is based abroad. I also miss actually going shopping. That calms me down after a busy day.
Does that mean that you like this way of shopping only once in a while, but that it is not something you permanently want to do?
Well, it is nice to get great tips from personal shoppers, and it's perfect for people who aren't sure what fits them best. I also think it's important to support local businesses as well.
Megan, it's been a pleasure having you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, John.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Welcome, dear listeners, to another episode of our program, Busy Teenage Life. Nowadays, many young people are very busy. We were wondering how young people manage their private and their school lives. Are there any tips and tricks to make everyday life easier? Let's see what Megan has to tell us. Hello, Megan. Welcome to the show.
Hello, John. Thanks so much for having me.
So, Megan, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm 18 years old, and I'm currently attending high school, my senior year. I don't have a lot of money, and that's why I work part-time.
That sounds like quite a lot. Do you have any free time for other activities?
Unfortunately not, but but I do love to go shopping. I've now found a solution to this problem.
Wow! Tell us more about it.
I recently found a website that offers styling services. I can upload pictures of myself in an everyday situation. Then I explain which colors and styles I absolutely do not like. Then a personal shopper will find several outfits and send pictures to me via email.
That sounds like quite the way to save a lot of time. So after you've uploaded this and gotten back the list, what happens next?
Well, then I can pick at most 5 pieces that I like, and the personal shopper sends me a package with those items. My shopping is done.
And do you have to keep all of those items that you order? And what happens if you aren't satisfied?
Well, if I don't like any of the items, I have to pay 10 euros. If it's the wrong size, I can also return the package and ask for a different size.
Wow, that sounds like shopping and styling advice for busy people. Tell me, what do you like about it?
Well, I don't have to spend a lot of time or money. I just need to spend some time online. I also like getting surprised.
And are there any possible disadvantages that you've noticed?
Well, there is kind of too much CO2 consumption, and the shopping organization is based abroad. I also miss actually going shopping. That calms me down after a busy day.
Does that mean that you like this way of shopping only once in a while, but that it is not something you permanently want to do?
Well, it is nice to get great tips from personal shoppers, and it's perfect for people who aren't sure what fits them best. I also think it's important to support local businesses as well.
Megan, it's been a pleasure having you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, John.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is the end of the task.